Jesus said that whosoever shall come after him, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow him. Our thought today is this, dear friends. A second mile mindset. If you have your Bibles today, turn with us to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at one passage of Scripture from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's message there on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look for just the next few moments at verse 41. With our message being entitled A Second Mile Mindset, let us look at our lives, where we stand with the Lord, and how that God is interacting in our lives in a very, very special way. For the Lord has a desire to use you and to use me in ways to grow the kingdom of God. When you look and you study the message that Jesus proclaimed there in Matthew chapter number 5, the Sermon on the Mount, there are so many aspects to it and so many wonderful points to this message that there's no way that one could ever dip that well dry. But when we began to look here at God's Word, the Holy Spirit led us here to verse 41 of Matthew's Gospel in chapter number 5. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this passage of Scripture upon our heart, he began to show us here that the great masses were following Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ had ascended there upon the mount, and this great multitude began to gather around him. Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, took advantage of the opportunity at hand, and he began to proclaim to them the message from God the Father. I believe, dear friends, that when you look here at this message, you will see here that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to not only instruct those that was in his midst that day, but he would have us to apply these truths to our lives in the day and time in which it is that we live. I believe we all today, friends, will agree that the world needs a little help, and the world needs a little guidance, and the world needs some influence, and the world needs an example. That we be that example that this lost, dying, and needful world so desperately needs. And when I looked here at this passage of Scripture that we've read for many, many years, time and time again, the Lord began to have us to focus upon these words of Christ. When the Word says, and whosoever shall compel thee, what's Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, when one would ask for us to do, I tell you, friends, the world is seeking and the world is longing for help in the trying days in which it is that we live. You can look at the faces of those we encounter and you can see that their heart is crying out. Jesus said in John 14, in verse number 6, I am the way.
the mindset to do what needs to be done. And this lost dying, it's so neat for the world. I believe, dear friends, that if we will apply the Word of God to our lives, great and glorious things will happen in the world that's around us. It was Jesus' desire. It was His longing for those who was in the midst that day, that they would take up their cross and follow Him to the highways and the byways of the world, being willing to have their voices and their words seasoned with salt, so that they could proclaim the good news to a world in desperate need. For the message then is that the message today to be about the Father's business and to do the things that God would have you to do before it's eternally too late. I believe, friend, if there was ever a day in time to have that second mile concept, that second mile mindset, it is and forever will be today. Today, I began to look at this word, and the Lord began to remind me how that people is so full of themselves, how that people decide to do what they want to do when it's convenient. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. It ain't always convenient to minister. It ain't always convenient to do. But Jesus said that we're to deny ourselves, lay ourselves to the side, and to take up our cross and to follow Him, to do the things that God would have us to do before it's eternally too late for those that's around us. You say to the wind, how important is it? I tell you, friends, it's a matter of life and death. Jesus declared that if someone would compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Not just to go 1 mile, but to go 2 miles. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that so important? It is because that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to use us in tremendous ways in the world that's around us, to be boastful and to shout it from the rooftops. Paul, in his letter to the church at Rome, tells us in chapter 1, in verse 16 of Romans, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. What's he saying here? He's saying this, that we are to be bold. We are to proclaim the good news of the gospel, because it's the Word of God that brings life from death. Oh, dear friend, when Jesus began to proclaim this message there from the mount, He wanted them to see and understand that there were those in the midst that day that had needs. Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, the world is in dire need. The world is in desperate shape. And we today, as blood-bought believers, ought to be willing to do what God would have us to do for the greater good of those that's around us. I want you to understand something today, dear friend. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For He is and forever will be the Word of life. And I believe, dear friend, that we all know and we all understand and we all can move a little bit closer and we all can do a little bit more. I believe, dear friend, that you will agree with us today that we all have a desire in our heart to see lives change for the glory of God. You say, Brother Lynn, how are they going to change? They're going to change when you and I are obedient to the will that God has for our lives. I tell you today, friend, when Jesus was speaking this message, and He began to say this, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. What's Jesus saying? You're to go, you're to do what you must do for the greater good teaches us in the book of James that we're to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. I tell you, friends, in this world today, as it was in Jesus' day, there was a whole lot of lip service, but very little heart service. I tell you today, friends, we put our heart in it. We put all that we have in it. And I tell you, friends, we will see growth. We'll see people saved for the glory of God. Well, the Bible teaches me that His word will return void. Now, how would it be? How would it be if you had a dear brother that compelled you to go? And we like so many that, well, I ain't got time. Let's just do it later. Do you know what the word compel means in the Greek? It means to urge. It means to persuade. What Jesus is saying is that the need is great, and the need needs to be met by those who have been blessed by the Lord. I believe, dear friends, that when Jesus performed this great message there on the mount, Jesus wanted them to know that He would help them, He would enable them, He would bless them to go and to do. That's what that Paul said in Romans 12 in verse number 1. Paul was talking about the Christian life and the service of a Christian. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The Lord ain't going to ask you to do. He's not going to command you to do. He's not going to ask you to do anything that He will enable you to do. What happens in our world today? Won't get in the way. You know why we don't do? Because we don't want to. You know why we don't come? Because we don't want to. You know why we don't help? Because we don't want to. I tell you today, dear friends, I was talking to an old preacher a long time ago. He knew what he said. He said, Brother Lynn, I think people's water needs to get adjusted. I think their water needs a little tuning up. I tell you today, dear friend, if someone compels you to go a mile, go with him too. Go with him. Show him the love of Jesus Christ. Be like our Lord was in Luke 24 as He traveled with those wayward disciples on the road to Emmaus. Be willing not only to go just a little ways, but go all the way home. Because you see, when you and I are willing, when you and I will sacrifice, the Lord will work mightily. I thought about that much as we was looking here at the Word of God. And I thought about how that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us opportunity after opportunity to be willing to go and to be willing to do. Well, I tell you, friends, many people say it just ain't convenient. I'm going to tell you, after all these years in the ministry, I'm going to tell you, friends, it's rarely been convenient. If I did and I went, when everything fell into place in accordance to my way of thinking, things would never got done. But aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that the Lord God Almighty, who cares for you and cares for those around you, has blessed you and blessed me to be able to do the things in accordance to God's will? You say, Brother Lynn, what is the reason of those efforts? I tell you that I am the reaping of the efforts of the old saints of God who sacrificed herself and prayed for me and done for me and allowed the Holy Spirit to convict my heart. And praise God, salvation came. What if they didn't pray? bushel or under a bed. Let me in its soul so all could see. Oh, dear friend, I believe if we just put forth the effort, that God would have us to make great and glorious things would occur. Great change would take place. People says there just ain't no revivals anymore. I tell you, friend, revival is going to have to start with self. When we get revived, revival will come. But until we get revived, revival will never come. I began to look here at God's Word, and as you study here, the message of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus had a desire and a longing for those that would follow Him to be willing to go and to do. You say, why? We love the Lord. We love the Lord. Well, dear friends, we love the Lord. John tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 19. Yeah, we love the Lord. But He first loved us. He first loved us. He blessed us. He enabled us. He strengthened us. He gave us what it is that we need to do the things that God would have us to do. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, are you browbeaten? No, dear friends. I tell you, dear church, I can't afford to throw rocks. I live in a glass house. Woe is me. We all can do a little more. We all can get a little closer. We all sinners saved by grace. We all sin and fail and come short of the glory of God. But what Jesus is saying in this wonderful, glorious message is that we ought to have a mindset to be willing to do His will. The mindset to do a little more. To go a little farther. The mindset for the greater good of the kingdom of God. We all want to see people saved. We all want to see lives changed. We all desire to see growth and prosperity spiritually. People says, well, this church has this, and this church has that, and this church has this, and this facility has that. Listen, you know how they got that? Because somebody decided to step up. This just didn't happen much. Vacation Bible school is about to approach us. It just don't come together by itself. It takes a lot of work, a lot of prayer, and a whole lot of effort. But you know something? It's worth it all. When you can sow those seeds that lead the spiritual world, it's all worth it. A soul succumbs to the will of the Father and it's of Jesus Christ the Lord. What kind of Christian, what kind of Christian soldiers would we be if we're not willing to go? If we're not willing to go. People says, what's wrong with the world today? Dear friends, I tell you, a second mile mindset would make a great difference in our world today. You have something fun, you have something joyous, and boom! You can't count all the hands. Do you have something sincere and very serious, and you're lucky if a remnant will show. You say, well, that's hard, Brother Lynn. No, friends, it's the truth. And the Bible teaches us that the truth will do what? Set us free. Amen. To set us free. Our world needs a second mile mindset. It does. It needs men and women and boys and girls who's willing to stand in the gap.